Blog Talk Radio.
You got Robin Lynn keeping the Vibes Live. We're back for another Vibes Live exclusive right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everyone that is tuning in from everywhere. Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, Roku Live, DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio, all the podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Audible, we're just everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have an exciting, awesome show for you tonight. I really, really like this guy. I think because he runs around half naked most of the time. But this guy is phenomenal. Phenomenal. They call him the Prince of the Top Box. And we're going to find out all about why in just a minute. We're going to bring to the line right now Mr. No Weapon, the Prince of the Top Box. Holly, are you there?
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm absolutely well. I'm absolutely well. How you doing?
I am doing good, good, good. I know that you're such a very busy man. You're on your way home from somewhere to somewhere. So we're just going to do right this and buy you some time. We're going to play some of your songs. Okay? And then
no problem. No problem.
And start talking. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, the first thing that I'm going to play, we're going to go right into it. You've got some new music, right? So the first thing I'm going to play is Shake Your Rump. So stay tuned, everyone. Let's check it out.
Club, I give lots of love. Oh, yeah.
up to the bed and I will not get out the park. You'll never find another to put it on your right. For kids, it's club, baby, I won't put up a fight.
Wow, I want one of those. I want one of them talk box. Wow, so what led you to the talk box? I mean, most people, they pick up the keyboard and they stop at that, but you, I mean, what's up with that?
And you know, as soon as I get home, as soon as I step in the door and get on my talk box, you know what I'm going to say for you. So you know what I'm going to do.
Now, wait a minute.
You know it. I'm age 48, and I grew up off of 80s and 90s R&B and rap. And I remember my mom used to, you know, play certain songs. Her favorite group was Zapp or Roger. And I always wondered, you know, how in the heck did they make their voice, you know, sound like a computer, but there was no computer standing in front of them. Only thing that I saw was a tube coming, a plastic clear tube coming from their mouth and them playing a keyboard. And I'm thinking, That's kind of strange. They got to have a computer chip stuck in their throat, their tongue, or something. But I said it sounds good. And so I just, whenever they would come on television, whether it was video or you remember the old school show Soul Train?
Yeah.
When they would come over there and Zapp and Roger would do that computer love, I used to just be glued to the television, and I said, man, whenever I get a chance to get one, I gotta find out what that is. Of course, I didn't know it was called the talk box back then. I think they used to call it a voice box, and I knew I wasn't gonna ask my mama for one because we ain't had no money to get it. So, like 25, 30 years later, over the years, you know, they remember the song California Love and I Want to Be Your Man and all this more mm-hmm. Bounce to the Aisle, all the songs that they had. Mm-hmm. So when I got of age, you know, back in 2016, I looked it up and I found out what it was, and I just got it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be the next Zapp and Roger. Man, I got that thing. I put it in my mouth. I looked at that keyboard. I said, I don't sound like no Zapp and Roger. I'm going to throw this mess in the trash.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so.
You know what I'm saying?
So what do you do then? So, like, do you go to school for it? I mean, you know, do you put that down and pick up the Sky Zoo?
what I did was, it's like, honestly, what I did,
because I didn't know anything about a keyboard. I didn't know what C flat, A flat, B flat, C major, and all that stuff. What was so? I'm like, what is? All I could see was black and white keys and a tube coming out of a box. I was like, man, this. You know, I said, do you put it in your mouth a certain way? You know, how do you get the tongue? How do you talk? Do you have to whisper? What you got to do? So what I did was, I said, you know what? I said, God, I said, I'm going to do this. I said, it's hard. I said, but I'm not going to give up. I said, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to learn how to play this thing. And I said that, and I had to sit down and put action with what I just prayed and asked God to help me do. And so every day, you know, because I'm a barber by trade, so every day when I get home at the barbershop, I would take some time out to sit at the keyboard, you know, because I wanted the same keyboard that Zapp and Roger used in the 80s. So I had to Google and find out what that was to get the same one. But even though I had the same one, I didn't sound like them. It took practice. So when I practiced and practiced every day, October 2016, to 2017, and it took me a whole year to actually just really learn how to do it and actually make it sound right. So that's what I did. I asked God to help me, and I put practice to what I just had asked God, and it took practice, 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 and that's what happened.
Did it hurt? Like, do you get sore?
No.
Your throat gets sore, your mouth gets sore, your lips, your tongue?
Well, when I would do it, to be honest, though, it's great you said that, but when I first started off, I would develop irritation in my jaw and my gums because the tube was rubbing up against it, and it was like it wasn't used to being rubbed up against. So the inside of my jaw would be like irritated when I first started. Now it doesn't, but it did then. So, you know, it was a process. You know, I tell people all the time, I said, just because you've been a musician for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, a talk box is something else. Hello?
Sorry about that. Yeah, we've got some people on the line that really, really love you. I want to welcome you to the line.
Let him on the line.
I want to welcome to the line Benita Applebaum. Benita Applebaum, is this you? Queen, the queen of the smoke. How you doing?
How you doing,
Mr. No Weapon? I'm absolutely well. How you doing, love?
Oh, man, it's good. I'm ready for what y'all got for me.
We just listened to one of his songs, Shake Your Rump. I don't know if you heard that or not, but we can play it again.
Yeah, I like to shake my rump.
Let's play it again since she didn't get a chance to hear it.
All right, I'm going to play it again. And right after that ends, go ahead, Benita, and ask him your question, okay?
Okay.
Let me see you shake your arms.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Have me check him around.
I love it.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Do
you have a question or a comment?
A question.
What's up?
What's your most successful song? What's your most successful song?
The one is most successful is my first single called Can I Cuddle.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Because, you know, it's getting cold, you know what I'm saying? And so everybody going to want to cuddle.
I mean, it don't matter cold or hot. I like to cuddle.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you could do it if it's 100 degrees outside or 0 degrees outside. You know, it's up to you. But, you know, it's up to you. You know, you know what I'm saying?
First of all, though, we talking about this. Just shake your rump, pop your trunk, bang, though. What?
You like it, Robin?
You know, I like it. Gonna make me jump down to the club. Gonna make me jump down
Lord.
To the club. Miss Peggy's on the line. Miss Peggy, welcome to the call. What do you think about that?
Yes, that song. It's Friday. So we're turning up over here. We're starting off Friday right. We're shaking our rump because it's Friday. And that song is lit. It's fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Friday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have a rump to for it to shake. Just shake what you got.
That's right. Get up it. That's right.
The last time I got to shaking, though, I fell down and I'm still on slow status, so but I can still shake.
Oh Lord.
I'll do the centipede.
Miss Robin.
Yes.
Now my amigo.
Woo! Come on, Benita, let's go. You ready? Yes. So tell us, Mr. No Weapon. First of all, how you come up with Mr. No Weapon? What's up with that?
Well, back in back in 2012, I'm a motorcycle rider. And here in Louisiana, that's what we do. That's what we do in the spring and summer, that we ride motorcycles and trail rides and stuff like that. That's big here. And so I had bought a motorcycle, which I still have. And a week after I got it, April the 22nd, it was a week later when I got it, and I had went to McDonald's to give me some fries,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that I left my money at the house, so I had to turn around and go back home. Well, when I was driving, I went around the curve. It was nighttime, and I ran around the curve, and I didn't turn enough, and I had a wreck, and the motorcycle flipped on top of my hip and broke my hip. And
ouch.
And that was, yeah. It was one of the most horrific experiences I ever experienced in my life. I laid. It was at nighttime. It was pretty cool. It was April. I laid in the mud. It was, you know, it was 10:30 at night. So I couldn't move. I tried to move, but I knew my hip was broken because it wouldn't move. And I laid back in the ditch, and I just had a conversation with God. I said, God, you need to send somebody by here because I don't have a cell phone. It's 10:30 at night. Everybody probably asleep. I said, somebody needs to drive through. So after I said that, probably like 5 minutes later, it felt like 5 hours because my leg was broken. And I said, I remember this song back in 1996. No Weapon by the artist by the name of Fred Hammond. It's a gospel song called No Weapon.
I just started singing that song
and probably like 5 minutes later, an old white lady drove by. She saw me in the ditch and saw the motorcycle flipped over. She said, do you need me to call the ambulance? I said, yes, please. So the ambulance came, got me. My femur was broken. My femur is one of the hardest bones in your body, but I broke it in my hip. So after it was all over, I had to learn how to walk all over again. They rolled me out in a wheelchair. So I made a promise to God. I said, God, because the doctor came in and he said, do you know how many people that don't live on a motorcycle wreck? You know, and he said, but you was lucky to be alive. I said, no, I was blessed to be alive. But after I got out, I had to learn how to walk all over again. And all of that painful experience, I told God, I said, God, thank you for saving my life. I said, I know I had a passion for music. I said, I'm just going to take the scripture in the song, No Weapon, and put mist on the front of it, that it's going to be a memorial that, God, you saved my life. And that's how I came up with Mr. No Way.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Wow. Well, I think that this is the perfect time to play this next song then. It is You. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
First time I saw you, I knew you was the one. But the whole time, I just kept telling myself, it is you.
This is the one that I meant to play. It's In the Room. Okay,
that's
here
it.
We go.
That's
then we'll come. Healing, grace, mercy, it's in the room. Faith, compassion. From the strip club to altar call. So that one is very, very special. It shows a side of you I bet a lot of people don't really expect from you, huh?
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, well,
but they're gonna learn today.
Well, I know they're going to learn today because that's not the only inspirational song that you have. Is that in your background?
It is.
Tell us about it.
Well, I grew up, I'm pretty sure other people may have this same upbringing. I grew up in the church. I worked in music ministry for 25 years. In my church in Jonesboro, Louisiana. Shout out to Pastors Percy and Deidre Joe, Paysetters Christian Fellowship in Jonesboro, Louisiana. I grew up there, and I always had a love for music. So what I did was, like, when I got into R&B, I always liked R&B, and then when Southern Soul came out, you know what I'm saying, with that experience, you know, that's why I was able to create or do those inspirational songs, is because I grew up, you know, in music ministry for 25 years.
Oh, Miss Benita, do you have a comment, a question?
That song is, I love it, and it's very inspirational, and need it definitely in everyday life, not just right in my life, but in everyday life. Yes, it's good to know that he's in the wrong, definitely. I love it.
At all times. At all times. You don't think he's in the wrong. He in there. He doesn't help you.
Yep.
And I can buy it, even though, watch this, even though Kirk Franklin, he produces that kind of music, I know for him it's commercial. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's,
I understand.
Where when I'm listening to you, it's authentic. Like I he's in the room. I'm like there, you know. Mhm.
Yeah.
Miss Peggy.
Even though I didn't feel like it, like it, because that motorcycle wreck and all the other things that happened to me, I didn't feel like the Lord was there with me in the room, but it was evident that he was there, because I had a wreck on a motorcycle and very few people live.
And I mean, in a few minutes, some old lady, and you know them old ladies, they don't be out there late at 10:30.
Yeah, it was 10:30. It was 10:30 at night. An old lady passed by.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Knowing they can't see at night, they can't hear, ain't got their teeth in, all that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Miss
Peggy, you have something to say about this song?
Oh, that song is so spiritually uplifting. The message is so powerful. You are so versatile in your songs, your life, your stories, your life. So you say in the ministry, in church, you did a lot of work there in your church. Are you still in the same town? And do you still
attend
here. That church?
I'm still here. I still attend the same church. I'm just not in the music ministry anymore, because I felt like this would be a contradictory of terms. You know, I'm doing R&B and Southern Soul, and you know, I'm coming back on Sunday morning and in the sound room doing music ministry. And they probably wouldn't have had no problem, but I just didn't want to have that contradiction. You know, either I'm going to do one of them. That's me. I know a lot of people do both. But for me, I just want to do one or the other. And I just chose, I'm just going to step down from the music ministry and do R&B and stuff. And so there are a lot of people who do both, but I just didn't want to do both.
Yes, we are definitely enjoying the Southern Soul and the R&B. That's for sure. Miss Robin?
Thank you. All right, Mr. No Weapon, why Southern Soul instead of some other type of music like jazz or blues?
Well, it was introduced to me it took me a year to 2-3 years to actually just indulge in it. And because when it was introduced to me, when I heard Southern Soul, blues, when I heard blues, I thought about the, you know, old school blues where, you know, it was always sad. Your mama left your daddy for your uncle and she cried. And, you know, she got put out the house and, oh, what I'm going to do, the thrill is gone. You know what I'm saying? You know,
baby,
you know, all that.
St. James Infirmary, gone.
All that,
gone,
you know what
gone,
I'm saying? It never was an uplifting song. It always was a sad song. Somebody did me wrong and all that. So it took me a couple of years to really just catch a hold to it. I said, you know what? Since everybody keeps telling me about it, I'm going to check it out. You know what I'm saying? And I realized that, you know, it wasn't that traditional, sad, oh, I'm barely going to make it kind of music. And I found out that once I got into it, the people that were in R&B, 80s and 90s R&B, that's the same really people that gravitate to the Southern Soul. So it was easy for me to say, you know what, I like this because I see familiar faces, because it's some of the same people that was in R&B that listened to Southern Soul. It's the same fan. And it's great music.
So do people think you're weird Hey, man, that talk box thing, man, that's weird, man. You need to go somewhere with that.
I've had people to say, you must think you Zapping Rogers. Go sit your tail down. That's what they used to tell me when I first started doing it. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of people trying to, you know, I hate to say hate on me, but they kind of was, and I realized it was jealousy because they wasn't doing it or they couldn't do it, you know. So that motivated me to actually really want to do it because they told me I couldn't. That fueled my fire, you know what I'm saying? And it hurt too, is because, I mean, wouldn't you want to encourage me to do something? Don't tell me I can't do it. Just encourage me to go ahead, follow your dreams. If that's what you want to do, that's your passion, yeah, you do it. I mean, it's legal. It ain't like I'm selling drugs, you know, so why not encourage me? That was my thought, but they didn't do that. And so when they didn't do it, it fueled my fire. And then there were people that say, man, that's something great. It's old school. We don't see it that often. And a lot of people was like, man, you need to do that because that's what's needed in Southern Soul and even R&B today because very few people are doing it. So you had both sides. I just, you know, hey, you had both sides of people that degraded, and there were people that uplifted me. So, you know, I just took both and say, you know what, I'm going to do this thing. So, yeah, you had those people who had something to say negative.
Okay.
So how does it feel to be doing what you're doing now and using the talk box because it got you a seat on the Hilltop Radio Show? So how does that feel?
Well,
now wait a minute, child.
Okay. Now, I like being on Hilltop Radio. You know, shout out to Sean, shout out to Marshall. You know what I'm saying? It was a blessing. I'm extremely grateful. You know, it was very unexpected. You know, and I when Yolanda and Sean got together with me, I was like, y'all want me to do it? You know what I'm saying? I almost wanted to say, why y'all pick me? You know what I'm saying? Because it was unexpected. I didn't even think, and I didn't even know about Hilltop Radio. You know what I'm saying? Yolanda Marshall, you know, did it. She knew about it, and so when I was on, I didn't know what to expect. But when I got on, you know, I actually like it. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hilltop Radio Show.
I love it. Huh?
I said, he favored you because he was in the room, right?
Say once again, Benita.
You wanted to ask why they picked you. I said, God favored you because he was in the room, right?
You're absolutely correct. Well, I was going to say, I'm God's favorite and all of that stuff, but I didn't want to try to sound arrogant, but I'm sure it was the favor of God. Matter of fact, I know that's what it was. It was the favor of God. You know what I'm saying? But even in the favor of God, God can speak to somebody or impress somebody to do something for you. And sometimes you still be like, really? Me?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Me? But at the same time, you know God is favoring you to gift them to do it, but you still want to say, me?
Yeah. And Mr. No Weapon, it's okay. It's not arrogance because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what, though? But you know, I'm a very confident person. If truth be told, I'm a very confident person. I'm going to say like this. There is no other person that they could have asked but me. But I can't say that around everybody because some people may not understand. They might take that as arrogance, but I'm the best person for the job. If I could just say it like that, I'm the best person for the job. I don't know nobody else, but Mr. No Weapon is the best person for the job.
Okay. All right. Now.
I thank God for Hilltop Radio. I thank God for Hilltop Radio.
Man, I do too. Man, shout out to DJ Sean and thank you. Now, we are going to play It. It Is You. Please.
Can I talk about It Is You?
Yes, I want you to. I insist.
Okay. Well, It Is You is really it's a love song, and I looked around and I didn't see too many just cool love songs that had that old school flavor back in the '80s and nineties with the talk box. And so one of the guys that's rapping on it, you're gonna hear him screaming and singing. His name is Romy. He's a Southern Soul artist. He hangs out with TK Soul, and his name is Romy Rome. And so he had the song, and I just came behind him in the talk box to put that old school flavor on it. So to make a long story short, that's how we came up with It Is You. It's a love song to his girl.
The first time I saw you, I knew you was the one. But the whole time, I just kept telling myself, it is you, it is you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it is you. Who caught my eye? Caught me by surprise. But I didn't realize it was really worth the try. You were really a real fool.
I feel like I'm choking. Do you like when when you do that, it's Mr. No Weapon.
Now wait a minute.
So it is the auto tune, the talk bot, that's what it's called, is
you better not say what I'm going to say. You better not say what I think you're going to say, but I'm going to let you say it.
Is it an auto tuner? Is it?
No, it's not. And a lot of people get it confused, and they try to think that they're related closely. They're not brothers. They're third cousins. Okay, so autotune is computer generated. Like you go into the studio, you lay down your vocals, they stick it in a computer, and make you sound good or great, or make you sound like a talk box, where it doesn't take any musical skill. You're not playing a keyboard. You don't have a tube in your mouth. Anything like that, because the computer does all the work in autotune, okay? Or the studio does, whatever, you know, instruments they have in the studio can do that. But whereas a talk box, you got to know how to play a keyboard. You got to know how to matriculate your fingers on the keyboard. You gotta have great hand eye coordination. You gotta put the tube in your mouth. You gotta make sure your tongue is not in the way. You gotta make sure you don't bite. You gotta make sure you don't slob in the tube because it's gonna distort it. You gotta breathe to be able to get the words out. All those that you have to do to create a great sound on the talk box. Whereas autotune, the computer's doing everything.
I got creeps just talking about the auto-tuner.
That's why I appreciate somebody that does the talk box. That's why I appreciate somebody that can do the talk box well, because there's a lot of things going on. You just see the person singing through the tube. Their fingers are working. They're looking at the keyboard. Their tongue is moving. They can't bite the tube. They can't slob in the tube. And they got to breathe and talk at the same time.
Wow. I just no words. Tell me, what do you do to keep yourself inspired? What inspires you? Who inspires you?
Well, of course, my relationship with the Lord Jesus is what inspires me chiefly, first and foremost. Outside of that, it's just life and period. Life period. You know, in 2020, a lot of people, some of my relatives died. Some of my good friends died. My sister caught COVID. I didn't. I made it. You know, and so that right there, that God saw fit to keep me alive, is enough motivation for me to go on for the next 50 years. It's just life. Every day I wake up, every day that God allowed me to hear that alarm clock, because people think it's a long clock that woke you up. Okay, if you think it was a long clock that woke you up, go take it down to the graveyard and set the alarm and see if anybody get up. So it's not just the alarm that gets you up. God allows you to hear it. And so when God allows me to hear it, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So life, period. You know, I'm just motivated by life. Just don't care what happens. God got my back, and we're going to make this thing work.
You can set the alarm clock, but you can't wake yourself up to turn it off.
Can't.
How about that?
You can't.
Wow.
You can't. God had allowed you to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the alarm clock can wake you up, if the alarm clock only can wake you up, take it down to a graveyard, like I said, and set it, and stand there and see if anybody get up when it goes off.
Wow. That's deep. Miss Benita, do you have any questions?
Yes. Are they still together?
Who?
The couple, the guy that wrote the son.
Yeah, they're married. They just got married. They just got married 2 weeks ago.
You go, girl. I love it. Yes.
They just got married, and I had to perform at their reception.
Oh, congratulations! So we have a. I want to welcome someone else to the call.
Go ahead.
Area code 318. You're on the line. Hello.
That's my family. That's got to be my family. That's 318.
Hey, what's up? What it do? You boy G Mike J.
What's going
on,
man?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, yeah. Appreciate it. I'm just tuning in, peeping out the show, yeah.
Wait, where you from, man? It's Mr. No Weapon. Where you from, brother?
Grambling.
Hey. Okay. You from Grambling?
Yeah.
What's your name, man?
It's G-Mace, man. Start GB3.
What's up, G-Mace? What's up, baby?
What it do, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for tuning in, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I heard that 318 area code. You know, that's North Louisiana, so my ears perked up.
All day.
I know that's right. Well, welcome to the show. I'm going to put you back on mute until we ask you a question, okay? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we have another song. Let me see. What do I want to play next?
What do I want to play?
I don't know. You have so many. Let's see. Do we
what about the yearning for your love?
Okay, I just got my finger on it right now. Tell us about the yearning for your love.
Well, yearning for your love is actually a remix of the old school song. I know you remember the Gap band with Charlie Wilson. You know, everybody's probably familiar with Uncle Charlie. You know. And so they originally, you know, came out with the song Yearning for Your Love, and I liked it. And so another guy by the name of PJ Morton, great, great musician, he did it. And so what I did was I took his version and added the old school, of course, talk box effects to it and just brought it all out. So it's a mix between Gap Band, my man PJ Morton, and Mr. No Weapon. I think y'all will love it.
Messing around.
Don't you know I like having you around in my life.
Oh, baby.
Oh, no.
So many times I wanted to hold you all so near. Wanna say I love you.
So many
don't keep running,
Mr. No Weapon, I'm going to need you to come to Seattle and carry me to the store.
Hey, I'm big enough to do it. 6'3", 260 pounds. I believe I can do it.
Wow. I like that song. I could hear that song on the radio and the soundtrack. So are they playing it? Is it getting radio play anywhere?
It actually isn't.
Hmm. Not yet it
is.
Not yet it isn't. See.
Not yet.
Well, it's really unfortunate that a lot of the local radio stations, no matter what city you're in, they have program directors and they're only allowed to play certain music, certain songs, certain artists. So we're not even able to hear all of the independent artists, if you will.
Yes.
We don't even stand a chance. Now, SoundCloud used to be an area for the independent artists, but since it was taken over by Universal, now you have mainstream people, artists charting on there. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Speaking of which, there is a new platform I'd like to tell everyone about. It's called Hear This, HearThis, where artists can upload and sell their music and distribute and broadcast, stream it, all of that. Hear This. And they count for royalties over there.
Uh-huh.
Your streams count for royalties. Yeah. So, now that song, why did you choose to do that song again?
What, Yearning for Your Love?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Gap Band fan, and that was one of the songs that I liked, Yearning for Your Love. And it's been remixed over the years by different artists. So I just liked it that much, and I said I think it'll sound good if I put the talk box in there and make it really, really sound old school and make people think that it was actually Zapp and Roger on it, but it was really me. So that's why I did it with number one, because I like it and I always been a fan of Gap Band, so that's why I did it.
So let me ask you this before Benita asks you a question. The first time that you sounded like Zapp and them, what was that like for you when you got
it? First time I did what?
When the first time you mastered the talk box, the first time you mastered it, the first time you sounded. You remember you said, I didn't sound like Roger and them. The first time you what was that like? But what was that like the first time you did sound like them?
I think I grew some extra hairs on my chest.
All right, Miss Benita, what do you think about this song?
I was going to ask him what Bill Ray meant to want to do this song, but he already answered and said that he likes the Gap Band. So that was my question.
What'd you say, Benita?
Lady? I was going to ask you, was it a special lady that made you want to do that song?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. And Miss Peggy, what about you?
Definitely. That song has a lot of meaning. Your voice, you're just phenomenal. But your voice, you are phenomenal. And that song, like I said, has a lot of meaning. Everything you do is oh, wow. It is original because that song right there needs to be in the clubs. It needs to be heard. Definitely. Definitely have power in your voice and definitely power in what you're doing. And your energy can be felt you know, in everything, in every song you're doing, everything you're bringing. It's just power. Thank you, Miss Robin.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. All right. So now tell us about Headbad. Let's go there.
Well, it was a song that was created again by the other artist, Romy Rome. Headbad is what they do, you know, when you're drinking on your sippy sip, and some people may call it tipsy, people might call it drunk, but another meaning for it is headbad, and people will be like, I'm about to get my headbad. So that's what they mean when they say, I'm about to get my headbad. They about to go drink and get drunk or get tipsy. So that's what that means.
Well, bring it up to me. The party don't start.
Don't start. The party don't start.
Till you get your head.
Don't start
Now that feels good, Mr. No Weapon. I like that.
Hey, does that song, Headbag, does it make you say this?
Now wait a minute, child.
Uh-huh, and it's like, pour me a bartender. I'm with the bartender. Hey. All right, and Pastor Doki, on the left-hand side, all that. Oh, yeah, I enjoyed that. So, what all, is there a story, a personal backstory behind that song for you?
Which one?
The one we just heard, Head Bad?
Well, I'm not a big drinker, so, you know, it don't take much for me to get my head bad or get drunk or get tipsy. You give me a can of beer or put it in a red cup, and I drink it, I'm going to sit down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It don't take much for me.
Oh,
I'm going to go sit down and
all
go
right
to sleep or
stop it, Robin. Don't get that out your head.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Good.
What'd you say, Benita?
Go ahead, Miss Benita.
Robin's gonna get you. You heard how she laughs.
She's
gonna get you.
Hey, what's that? That evil, I'm gonna get you laugh? Robin, is that what it is, Robin? Is that what it is?
I can't say.
And don't
can't
you plead the fifth. And don't you plead the fifth.
Pleading,
do not plead the fifth.
I'm pleading every fifth I have to. The fifth, the 25th, the 75th, the 85th, the 95th,
oh,
and the 125th.
Hey, we're going to have to watch. I'm going to watch you. My
ground,
eyes on you, Robin. I'm going to watch you.
On the grounds that I might incriminate myself and a whole lot of other people, too.
I'm going to watch you, Robin.
Trying to
set me up. He's trying to get me pregnant.
Oh, you know what? You want to have my baby?
I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me pregnant, and I'm going to put you on child support.
I'm sorry, I'm retired, so I don't think you can pay child support when you're retired anymore.
I really don't know. That might be some research, because I ain't never heard nobody paying child support when they retire, because they about 65, and I don't know nobody who had no baby when they're 65.
Well, I'm getting there. I'm close. I'm bringing up the rear.
I wanted
to ask you this too. Do you still ride motorcycle?
I do.
Okay. Good.
I love them.
Put a sidecar on that thing and ride right up to Seattle. Let's go for a ride. Let's go. Miss Peggy, do you have something to say about the song?
Absolutely. The energy, your energy is amazing. I just can't, you know, stress that enough. Your songs, the voice box is epic. Everything you do is just phenomenal. I still listen to More Bounce to the Ounce, you know. So everything you do, just don't ever stop. And I do have a quick question. Are you planning, because of the pandemic and everything going on, I don't know, are you going to be doing any virtual tours online or anything with that?
I did it in 2020 when the pandemic first hit. But if they allow us to go into a physical venue, whether it's outside or inside, then I'm with it. I don't have a problem with it. I like being in the presence of physically of people. It's because you get to talk to the people and you really get a feel of the people versus online. You don't really get to reach out and touch the people like you can if you're in their presence physically.
Mm-hmm.
I like being in the presence of people, because I'm actually in this music. In music, you have to be a people person. You can't be all in everybody's faces, but as much as you can, you got to be approachable, because the people is who make you who you are. I don't care how much you love God. I don't care how great you are at what you do musically. It's the people that make you who you are, because if you don't have no supporters, if you don't have no fans, you over with. And the people in the seat means the most to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you got some fans on the line now. I'm going to open up your lines one by one. Be in a quiet place. Okay, no background music. All of that. And I'll bring you in one by one. Area code 936. Area code 936, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
You'd like to say?
Say again.
Who are we talking to?
Yes, my name is Francetta, and I live in the big state of Texas. Woohoo!
Francetta, what's up, baby?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. What's going on? Don't be talking about no big state of Texas like y'all just above Louisiana like that.
Ain't nobody said that. I'm just proud to be from the state of Texas. That's all it is.
Okay, we're going to let you have your barbecue and your Chinese food.
Okay, I appreciate
that.
I really appreciate that.
Well, welcome so much to the show. Is there anything you'd like to say to Mr. No Weapon?
I want to ask Mr. Weapon, when was the first time that he picked up the talk box?
First time I picked up, that's a great question. The first time I picked up the talk box and I put it down real fast was October 2016. And the reason I picked it up and put it down real fast, because like I said earlier, I said when I first got it, I thought I was going to be at the next Zappa and Roger. I said, man, it's just easy. I said, it make it look easy. This ain't nothing. Yeah, when I picked it up, I said, no, this is not what I saw. So I wanted to throw it in the trash and say, I may need to find something else I need to do, because this ain't it, you know. But I didn't let that defeat me. I said, I'm going to get this thing. So it took me a year to really just get it to like I wanted. I haven't perfected it yet, but I'm pretty darn good. But it took me a whole year to get this pretty darn good. So, you know, yeah, it's a tough instrument, you know, because you got to put it in your mouth. You got to move your tongue. You can't slob it. You can't bite it. You got to talk. You got to play a keyboard. You got to look at the crowd and everybody waving and staring at you. So you got to do about 4, 5, 6, 7 things at one time to actually pull it off. It's pretty difficult, but if you can pull it off, hey. You're the man.
You're crazy.
I'm here to say your practice always makes perfect.
Wait
a minute, child.
Yeah. Do you have another question?
No, I think I'm good. But
go ahead. Go ahead and eat your Chinese food.
Miss Kitty is already gone. Miss Kitty is already gone.
Go ahead and eat that cat. That's what we call it, because we don't know what we eat in Chinese food. Don't nobody know what they eat. They just know you put, you know, black folks and probably white folks too, you put anything with barbecue sauce and some sweet and sour, we eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that Chinese food.
Okay, y'all.
I have no complaints.
Okay, all right.
Well, I need to get back to work, but y'all have a good night. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go on to the next caller, and that is area code 314. Welcome to the show, area code 314. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking with?
This is Shantice.
Hello.
Shantice, what's going on, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's going on over there? You out of St. Louis? This Shantice out of St. Louis?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What's going on? You know, your show not on tonight?
No, it's Sunday nights. It's Sunday nights. I just wanted to call in because I've been a fan of yours since I heard that talk box, and I think that we need more collabs with you and other people with that talk box in Southern Soul.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
Come right up, wow.
Do you have any questions or anything you'd like to say, words of encouragement for Mr. No Weapon?
Oh, I have a question. Do you have to have lessons for your talk box?
That's a good question. I'm open to question. Okay. Honestly, you can't have any lessons because I say that it's because unlike a keyboard, each person can put their hands on the keyboard. With a talk box, you stick in a plastic tube in your mouth. So I don't know if that would be too cleanly. I don't know if that would be too hygiene to say, okay, I'll put a stick in my mouth. Okay, here's your turn. I don't know if I want to do that. You know, so you have to just stick it in your mouth, get the slobber on it, spit whatever you got to do, and make it do what it do.
All right.
It's very
wow.
Hard. I would never tell anybody that it was easy. Like I said before, when I first got it, I saw Zappa Roger do it on Soul Train back in the 80s and 90s, so I'm going to do it. I got it in 2016, and when I got it, I say, I think I need to throw this in the trash because ain't nobody got time for this. It's too hard. I got to spit and talk and slob and man, forget this. But after a while, I say, you know, I'm going to learn this. And I didn't, you know, I just went on, and then I learned how to do it. But it's not an easy instrument to pull off.
So you have to have the keyboard with the talk box?
You can have a guitar, which is not that effective, but you got to have a keyboard, and it can't just be any keyboard. It has to be a keyboard that has synthesizer sound. It just can't be a regular keyboard that's playing like Stevie Wonder or play or Jamie Foxx. If the keyboard has synthesizer sound, then it'll work. Like the keyboard I got, and I'm not trying to name drop, but the keyboard I got is it's the same one that Zapp and Roger used back in the 80s and 90s to make. It's the same one they used to make California Love, Computer Love, and all those hits back then. So,
wow.
You know, it has to be, it has to have synthesizer sound. My keyboard is just a synthesizer only. It just sounds. But if you've got a keyboard that plays like a regular note, it has to have synthesizer sound to make it sound correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
You can cash out me later for that info I just gave you. You know we talked about that cash out song. So you go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
I do.
All right.
Thank you,
Gentee.
Thank you, homegirl.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, have a good night.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. We've got so many more callers on the line. But
come
we've
on.
Got more music.
It's up to you.
I'm going to get to the callers, but I've got another song. But we're gonna get through this, all right? So tell
all
us
right.
About Ride or Die.
What is it?
Ride or Die.
Okay. Well, the song Ride or Die is Ride or Die is a phrase that everybody uses when somebody has your back, when somebody's down for you in the good times and in the bad times. It's kind of like this song, Can You Stand the Rain? Sunny days, everybody loves them. But tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? If they can be there when it's sunny and they can be there when it's cloudy and rainy, that's a ride or die. They down for you for whatever. They have genuine love for you, whether it's a homeboy or homegirl or it's a man or woman that's in love. If they're down for you, that's your ride or die.
Y'all, it's GK. About to tell y'all what I need.
need a woman who is a lady. Gotta be fine.
Real skinny.
Just tell us the story.
He won't let me tell y'all his nickname.
Can I tell him your nickname?
What?
Hold on, wait a minute. She said I was real skinny. I'm not skinny anymore. I'm not skinny anymore. She said I was real skinny. So she's going to tell you what they used to call me when I was skinny.
His nickname was Puny. Puny.
Oh.
He would not let us call him that now. We cannot call him that now.
Okay. I don't blame you. I wouldn't even want to bring that to remembrance. What's that?
It's puny. She just told 35,000 people that's listening my nickname.
But look how big you are now. You sexy now.
Well, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Miss Robin, you better not say nothing.
I'm going to move on to the next caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Sadie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, they just hung up, too, right when I was getting to them. Oh, well.
Okay,
so
right.
Let's see. Area code 318, we're back to you. What do you say about that song?
Oh, that song was fire, yeah.
Say that again.
That song was fire, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. It made me remember when I was growing up in Athens, at Dollar and Grandma, when I was coming up and they were on my uncles, and he was listening to all the old school blues and all and the jazz and everything. It brought some memories.
Uh-huh.
It really brought some memories back, man. So I'm just sitting here marinating on some stuff, Jerry, and they took me back home for me.
I think I was
13, 15, 14, 13, round up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was some good years, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Man, them some years you ain't gonna never get back. You hear me?
No.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you.
Take you back home, though.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go back to Louisiana and visit for
Where you at now, G-Mate?
I'm in Texas.
Dallas, right? Is it Dallas?
No, I'm moved out of Dallas now. I'm in Corpus Cove. I'm like by Fort Hood now. On the military base.
Okay. That military base.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bonita Applebaum, what do you think about that song?
Oh, man, everybody needs a ride and die. No doubt about that. Everybody needs a ride
and die. Bonita's going to be my ride and die.
Okay. And Miss Peggy, what do you think?
passion. For your music, your energy, that ride or die, we all need a ride or die, and I'm just going to keep riding right on with that song. That is the energy, I mean the passion, the energy from that song, it just, everything you do is phenomenal. And the more I hear, I'm just going to keep riding. Because I'm dying to hear some more of it, so we're going to ride over here. It's Friday
night.
Let's do it. Miss Robin.
Friday night,
Ride.
Baby.
Oh, yes.
Just got paid
yes.
Friday night.
Yes.
So tell us about So Good. We have two more songs. So tell us about So Good.
So it's what it is. It's so good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Whatever it is in your life that you like, it's so good. It's so good. Whether it be the Lord, whether it be a mate, whether it be a popsicle, push up, popcorn ball, or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's so good. You know, for me, it's vanilla ice cream, put some chocolate syrup on the top and mix it around. That's so good.
Yeah.
It's that
It's that ice cream with the cherry on top, with some toasted almonds and some chocolate and some whipped cream on it. And so it just makes you want to just, even if you can't get pregnant, it just makes you want to just get pregnant and all that stuff. But if you just happen to get pregnant, you can't send me no child support. You can't send me no alimony. And you can't take
me
to court for anything. That's my disclaimer.
There he go right there. Hey, we've got another caller on the line. They've been waiting a long time to talk with you.
All right.
Area code 469, hello.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Area code 469, hi, who is this?
My name's Celinda, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Well, welcome to the call.
Hey.
So what do you
hey,
think
Celinda.
About using a weapon?
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Shalinda. That's that name that makes you say, Shalinda.
Okay.
Really?
With your pinky fingers up. Yes. So do you have a question or a comment? Is there anything you'd like to say to Mr. No Weapon?
No, just keep doing what you're doing. You're very talented at what you're doing, so just keep doing what you're doing. And I enjoy listening to your music.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Stay on the line.
Shalinda.
It's Peggy. Peggy Ann.
Whoa.
What do you think about that song?
Whoa. Oh, that song. Look, that is going, it's going to just create a whole other baby boom. That is the next honeymoon song. Register that with all the wedding chapels all through, you know, That song is smooth. It's the
okay.
energy. I just Miss Robin Lynn. Yes, ma'am. Baby boom honeymoon. But we're
all
not gonna
right.
spend no alimony. Okay.
Hey, anybody, don't send me no letters.
This is Miss Peggy. Tell everyone where we can find you on social media.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on the Hilltop Radio. You can find me on Autumn's Way Through Helping Others. Right here with Miss Robin Lynn, Vibes Live, and the Hilltop Radio. Miss Robin.
And Miss Bonita, tell everyone where we can find you on social media.
Yeah, you can find me on BonitaAppelbaum.com. You can find me at Bonita Applebaum on Facebook, on Twitter, The Real Bonita Applebaum, and Bonita Applebaum Official on Instagram, and on the Hilltop Radio Show and Live. I think I said that.
Yeah, you did. Thank you so much for being here. Now, Mr. No Weapon, back to you, young
What's
man.
What's going on?
Stand up, turn around three times really fast, and tell God thank you.
And can I kick my heel three times like Dorothy on the Wiz?
Yeah, you can. You can, but you got to turn around three times really fast, though. Really fast.
With my shirt on or shirt off?
It's your choice. It'll probably come off by the time you spin so fast.
I got you.
Are you performing anywhere, Mr. No Weapon?
Well, I'm talking to somebody now doing something in December and November. It depending on what they're going to do with the pandemic and all that stuff. So all of the stuff is just depending on that. And I don't like that, but that's just what we're dealing with.
And how would one go about getting you to perform?
Well, of course, they can reach me through the one and only Hilltop Radio Show. And if Instagram, Mr. No Weapon, Facebook, Mr. No Weapon, Twitter, Mr. No Weapon, anything social media, you can hit me up on Mr. No Weapon, or you can reach me at 318-480-7288. Or you can email me. Or you can email me at MrNoWeapon@yahoo.com.
So it depends if they shut us down or restricted us again. Would you consider doing digital? Would you consider doing an online digital tour? You can sell tickets and everything.
Oh yeah, okay. Sure. If I can make it work and we can make all things come together, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. All right. So
I'll be on that. I'll be on that saying, can I cuddle? I'll be on that making them cuddle.
Plans and aspirations. What do you have coming up for yourself?
Like personal or musically?
Both. All in your business. And what's your credit score?
Excuse me?
And what is your credit score? You heard me.
There we go again. There we go again. We talked about this maybe 2-3 weeks ago. Here we go again. I don't even ask women their credit score. I ask them what their cash score is, because I don't care what you got in the credit. I care what you got in the bank.
Yeah, well, I take that credit, and I take that EBT and food stamps and SNH.
You take EBT, food stamps, the paper kind or the other kind?
I take them all. I still have some of them old paper coupons. Okay, I take cereal box stocks.
Oh, wow. Cereal box stocks. You about to tell your age in a minute now.
What's coming up for you in the future musically as far as your artistry?
Well, my thing is, I got two more songs that I think I'm gonna go ahead and finish, and it's gonna be like an eight or nine song CD, and I'm gonna release it online. I'm getting everything together with the website and everything. I'm gonna release it online, so either New Year's Day or New Year's Eve this year. It's gonna be an 8, 9, or 10 song CD. I'm gonna release it online, New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So that's what I'm working on now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to talk to you. any words of encouragement or motivation for a new artist starting out?
A lot of people say, you know, work hard, and that's a great key. Because I would say that too. But also, I would tell a new artist, and I tell myself this all the time, always, in the words of the late, great Roger Troutman, I heard him say this one time, and I grabbed a hold to it, and I tell everybody this, whether you young, new, or old, but mainly the new artist, I said, always, yes, you work hard, and always be approachable to the people. Don't ever think that you're better than the people, because like I've always say, and what Roger Troutman always said, it's the people that make you who you are. Always remember, appreciate the people that appreciate you.
Okay. So the final song of the night, Cuddle With You. Tell us about that song. Tell us all
okay,
about
well,
it.
And Ms. Robin, some people inbox me on Facebook and say, are they going to play Can I Cuddle? Are they going to play Can I Cuddle? I say, I think they are. So
Nah, man, we're not going to play. We're just going to talk about it, man. Maybe next time. Next time. Here at Vibe Live, we have DJ discretion. We do what we want. Yeah, we're going to be our final song. We save the best for last.
Well, Can I Cuddle is a song that I had it in. I did it in. I did most of the songs during the pandemic, but that was the first song I did during the lockdown back in March when the whole United States was on pause. I sat in my living room. I said, "Well, I can't go nowhere. You know, I can go to Walmart, but that's probably it." So I said, I had a conversation with the Lord again. I said, "Give me a song that's not really explicit, because that's just like what everybody else does." I said, "Give me a nice song that's clean, that's really appreciating women, because I think that women have not been appreciated. Not saying that men haven't been, but I just wanted something that appreciate women without saying, 'Let me take your clothes off and fix you up.'" I didn't want to be that type of person, and I'm not that type of person. I just wanted to appreciate women and bring respect to women, and said, and then I heard the song "Can I Cuddle," and if you listen to the lyrics, it's really just appreciating women. And when I did the video, it's called "Can I Cuddle." I could have been in the bed cuddling with a chick. That was the easiest thing to do, naked, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be something clean that appreciate and value the women like a man's supposed to do. That's what a man's supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to do.
All right, I saw that video. You did a really good job. So here we go. Can I Cuddle?
They say that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Found out that to be true. They also say that the way to a woman's heart is to be gentle from the start.
Yeah.
listen to me. When I be sitting in my room all alone, staring at the walls, you know, fantasies that go through my mind, and I've come to realize that I need to love. And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. Can I cuddle?
That question just yeah. You sure can. You betcha. So, Mr. No Weapon, why was that song written?
The song "Can I Cuddle" was written to actually honor women. I had to take myself and men. I had to step outside the box and say, I wonder what would a woman want a man to say to respect her. Like I said, I could have easily said, "Can I sex you up?" We already got that song back in the 80s and 90s. We already got that. I wanted to do something different and show people as a man how to respect women musically, because I think that's what we're missing. We've called them bees. We've called them whores. We've called them sluts. And some women call themselves that. But I didn't want to be that guy. I wanted to honor women. And I don't care if a man or anybody calls me soft. I don't care, but a man many times need to learn and show respect for women, and so that's what I do.
Thank you for that, and the video is very nice. The women are beautiful and fully clothed. Classy.
Yes.
Very nicely dressed,
Like I said, I could have easily got naked in the bed, because it's called "Can I Cuddle," but I didn't want to do that.
Wow. So you are just amazing. I want to thank you so much for taking your time out to come on the show. Tell everyone
thank
where
you.
We can find you in social media.
Instagram, Mr. No Weapon. Facebook, Mr. No Weapon. Email, MrNoWeapon@yahoo.com. You can find me if you Google Mr. No Weapon. I'm going to come up. And hopefully it doesn't show where I live. And if you're outside, I ain't coming outside, depending. If Miss Piggy, you outside, I might come outside.
We're all going to pull up on the PT Cruiser, Robin, Mr. Nita, the whole family, you know, PT Cruiser,
all right.
Tops down, jumping.
All right.
Thank you, Hilltop Radio. I can't say it enough. Thank you, Hilltop Radio Show.
Okay, you are very welcome. I want to thank the Hilltop Radio Show for allowing the Vibe Live exclusive to come and hang out. Is there anyone that you want to acknowledge or shout out before I let you go?
I want to shout out, my sister. She came on, Sadie. To all the people that came on, if I call names and I've missed somebody, then the people that I didn't call will have something to say. So everybody that called, G-Maze,
Shalinda, Shantice, Francetta, whoever else called. If I miss your name, I apologize. It's only called names. But thank you to our DJ Sean, Benita, Robin Lynn, Ms. Peggy, everybody. I thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. God bless y'all. It was a pleasure. That's why I wanted to do it. I was leaving the barbershop because I'm a barber by trade. I wasn't going to miss this. I didn't care what I had to do. I wasn't going to miss this because it's an honor to be here. It's an honor.
Wow. Well, want to thank you so much for taking your time out to come on the show. Benita, Peggy, thank you so much for taking your time out to come on the show. And on behalf of the Hilltop Radio Show, Vibes Live Exclusives, I am streaming Vibes Live Radio, the HilltopRadioShow.org. We're going to see you all next time. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to the 50 million people. Thank you.